My name is Ethan Wright. I'm from Newton, North Carolina, just about an hour east of Asheville, and I'm studying atmospheric sciences.
So Ethan, tell me about your paper.
Well, this past summer I did an internship at the Coweta Hydrologic Laboratory, and that's in Franklin, North Carolina, or just outside of Franklin, really. It's in Otto, North Carolina. And I worked with the Forest Service on an ongoing project at Coweta. So I looked at a subset of the data. At Coweta, they're working with rhododendron removal in the wake of eastern hemlock loss. In areas where eastern hemlocks have died in that region, rhododendron growth has drastically increased. And it's prevented a lot of new tree seedlings from growing up in that area. So at Coweta, they were looking at the effects of rhododendron removal to see if that's a viable option to regenerate hardwood growth in those regions. And my project, it was specifically looking at microclimate and species diversity. So I was looking at different variables like soil moisture and sunlight at the forest floor. And we were looking at those variables to see if we could correlate them to new tree seedling growth in the areas. And so that's the general gist of it.
But so you spent your summer out there. Tell me about that. What was it? What was a day like for you?
I'd wake up in the morning, I'd head to the office and check in with the researcher and the Forest Service technician. We kind of set out a plan for the day, which usually involved going into rhododendron plots and doing different things, doing general upkeep on the plots, of stringing the borders. Every Wednesday, we'd go out and collect stream samples at Coweta. Then in the afternoon, if there was time, I'd come back to the lab and I'd look at the research side of it. So taking the data that we got out in the field and then insert it into Microsoft Excel. And then towards the end of the internship was when I did the analysis. I spent more lab time.
What was your favorite part of that experience?
Just being out in the woods, really. I love, you know, hiking. A lot of it was less hiking and more like climbing through rhododendron. And so seeing that side of field work, that was great. But it was a great experience.
Yeah, you were working as a scientist, but for the lay population who thinks that's sitting at a lab with a beaker and a petri dish, what would you say?
It's a lot more to it than that, especially for scientists looking into ecology, and just being out in the woods is a big part of it. So it's a lot of work to get the data that you use, so it really gives you an appreciation for the whole process, how you get the data. And you could also see, you know, possible errors in the data being out in the field. So that was a big help for me, just getting that perspective.
So has this experience impacted what you want to do after college?
Yes, so I'm in my senior year. I'm looking at graduate school next fall. And I was particularly interested between interactions between the atmosphere and the biosphere and the atmosphere and the oceans. So just seeing, you know, how changes in the forest with the removal, how that changes the microclimate at the ground level, that's kind of given me a general direction. I like the research side of it. I like the combined aspect of field work and research together. So just being out in the woods at Coweta has given me perspective with that.